Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Sarah, what's up? How can we help you?
Hey, guys. So basically, I went on this date with this guy. I had met him online, and we really hit it off. You know, we were chatting for a long time, and we were into a lot of the same things. I'm very, like, green-minded, and he was the same way, so we met up, and we had a good time. I had even brought him back to my place, and he was, I don't know, he seemed to have a really good time, but now I'm not hearing from him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the last time, was it at your place?
Yeah, the last time at my place. And he seemed really, like, into all the stuff that I have. Like, I have some incense burning and some dream catchers. Like, mm-hmm. He's all really into it.
If I well, let's put it this way. We're going to call him. If you had to bet money for him to say, this is what I'm not into about her, what do you think it would be?
Gosh, I really can't even think of anything because everything that I would bring up, like, he would be into and he was kind of knowledgeable about things, like, surprised me about things that he knew. So I don't really know. I mean, maybe he's just, afraid. Sometimes people are afraid of their feelings and stuff.
You're thinking maybe feelings. He likes you too much, so he's backing off.
Afraid of his feelings.
Sometimes that can happen,
okay.
Yeah.
You're so magnetic. Okay. Hey, we'll call him next for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Second date update on 10s. All right, we're about to call Vince because we just spoke to Sarah. And according to her, Vince loves her. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, no, they met online. You guys hung out a lot. You said you brought him back to your place. Nothing weird happened at your place. But since that moment, Vince has been MIA. Sarah thinks maybe it's because he's so into her that, that he's not calling her back.
Those feelings are just very overwhelming.
Yeah, they're like very second grade. I love you so much, I want to punch you in the arm. Okay, so we're going to call Vince now. And so we'll see what he has to say. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Vince?
Yeah. Who's this?
So we're calling you. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9.
Hi.
Okay. Why?
I can explain. It's very simple. We're here to offer you a date with a girl who called us up. We got your number from a girl who likes you.
Yeah, man. If it's who I think it is, I'm all set, man. Like, I don't know.
Wait a minute. How do you have any idea? We could be talking about anybody.
I mean, I work a lot. So I haven't been on a lot of dates lately, so I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
He's only got, like, one girl who's into him lately. All right, so, I mean, do you want us to tell you, or do you want to guess who this girl? By the way, we're willing to pay for a date.
No, I'm willing to pay to not have a date.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I hope it's the same girl.
No.
Who's the girl you're talking about?
You're talking about Sarah, right?
Yeah, we are talking about Sarah.
Yep. So, yeah. Bang.
Very good.
No. I'll be honest. Like, I said a bunch of on my profile there that's not necessarily, like, the truest. She's, like, stage 5 vegan. It's insane. Like, she don't shave her armpits. She don't shave her legs. Like, she smelled like a Sasquatch.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. You said you changed your profile to fit. So you, that whole green thing, like, any of it is not you at all?
I mean, I eat a salad every now and then.
Oh, my God. Not, like, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, I have a veggie burger. It's cool, but it's, like, not, you know, I embellished a little bit. So we go back to her apartment. I'm like, all right, you know, what's a little hair? Like, let's, you know, she invites me back for coffee, quote unquote. And I'm like, all right, I might just go ahead and bite the bullet. Why not? We're sitting there. Everything smells like grass and sage and body odor. And then she comes with this coffee. And I'm like, all right, like, I've totally lost any interest at this point. Like, it's taking way too long. And I'm just like, dude, I can't. So I'm trying to, like, drink this coffee and run out.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, do you like the elephant dung coffee?
The what?
Elephant dung?
She fed me elephant shit. Elephant shit coffee. They feed the beans to the elephant.
Okay.
And then the elephant shits the beans out and then they brew it. This is a thing.
I'm Googling this right now.
That's a thing?
Right.
Elephant.
Okay, that's a thing.
Well, listen, while you're Googling, Melissa. Vince, I have the. Is it true?
It is.
Oh, Jesus. All
number
right,
one the most, expensive coffee comes from elephants. Number two,
yes.
Elephant dung coffee.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, Vince, Vince, we have Sarah on the phone. She heard everything you said.
You could have avoided the whole night by not being a dishonest prick. I mean,
I thought we were going to go back to your apartment. I was going to put up with the ridiculous sage, witch hazel, whatever the f*** that was in your apartment.
God.
I was going to put up with the leg hair and armpit hair, but the elephant sh**, that's it.
I mean, if you were a little bit, like, educated or a little bit more, like, something that you said.
Educated people don't need sh**. Educated people don't need sh**.
Well, you know, if you knew anything about anything, you would know that this coffee has health benefits that could actually help you out, okay? You little fat.
Vitamin rich.
Wow, this is going real bad. Real bad.
I have a good feeling about this one.
Do you really? Are you going to ask?
You know what? I'm just going to ask right now. Huh. Vince, I know you want it. Sarah obviously wants it. Let's make another date happen.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. No. I mean, what are we going to do for an encore? We're going to go to the dog park and have a picnic and eat dog like,
just go yourself. You'd be eating like, you're going to be dead in 5 years anyway. Okay.
Okay, I'll be dead with a bacon cheeseburger in my mouth. Shave your mustache, bitch.
Oh, my.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
You can be honest, you've been letting yourself go during quarantine, but it's time to fix yourself back up because things are opening up again and people are going to start looking at you and judging you for the mess that you are. And if that happens, you're going to be talking to us for a second date update on the 10s. We got a brand new one tomorrow morning, 8:10. Hot minute.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.